Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour podcast featuring Dave Cariello, Andrew Juge, Ralph Malbro, and when he decides to show up, Kevin Held. We are the perfect blend of Saints sincerity and stupidity.
We lost Andrew with his new headset. He warned me, though. He told my stupid, crippled ass not to brag about the audio at the top of the show. Did he not, Dave? He told me. He told me not to, and I did it anyway.
So this is all your fault.
And now, here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Saint live stream quarantine party. Thanks for joining us. We're doing Saints Browns 2006. Cleveland just had a penalty on an 80-yard touchdown to Braylon Edwards, but it got called back. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Andrew's here, Dave's here. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Andrew, as we watch this game, I want everybody to remember in 2006, the Saints were ass in the preseason.
I think they went 0-4, huh? Did they go 0-4?
Did they go 0-4? I think they did, and I know that Bill Parcells actually was mad at them because he was like, they were so bad in the preseason, my starting defense only got 6 snaps. So here we go. The Saints have the ball, the live stream, and they're moving. This was Reggie Bush's debut, and that's what everybody was pumped for. But, Andrew, it seems normal now, but this offense in 2006, like the motion and all that, like that was completely new and completely different from the Hazlitt era.
Oh, totally. I mean, the Hazlitt teams were just so – and we didn't really know what to expect from Sean Payton, honestly. You know, yeah. It was – Sean Payton was I formation run a lot of times, and then – he would use that to set up the play action.
Here's Carney. Here's John Carney. Dependable John Carney. The Saints up 3-0. And, Dave, the thing I remember about this Saints team was we weren't sure if they were the 3-13 disaster from Katrina or they were the 8-8 mess of Hazlitt, and we weren't sure what we were going to get. Oh, look at Charles Grant doing work, getting a sack.
Well, two things. One, answering your question, I think what's most important that people remember is that this was obviously the first game under the Drew Brees, Sean Payton era. And, you know, I think either Breeze or Peyton wrote about this in their book, but you know,
there goes Reggie.
Breeze didn't know. They didn't know.
Oh my
Breeze
God! Look at that move by Reggie. Sorry, he just.
They didn't know. Nobody knew that Breeze was going to be Breeze. I mean, yeah. He was just coming off of his shoulder surgery.
Oh, you know, pick.
Nobody had.
I don't even think Breeze knew he was going to be Breeze.
No, that's what I'm
saying. who's he going apeshit at right there? Who is he screaming at?
So, I mean, I think, you know, especially like listeners that are younger, you know, you guys have to remember, like, this is the first game of the Sean Payton, Drew Breeze era. And we had no idea we didn't know that Drew Breeze was going to become fucking Drew Breeze.
Who is that 99, Ralph? Is that Norman Hand?
No, it's not Norman Hand. I forget who that is.
Hollis Thomas?
Hollis Thomas, baby. Yeah. SpongeBob. Hollis Thomas and Jeff Fain were two really underrated pickups that people forget about from the 2006 draft. They traded, you know, they traded a pick to get draft. They swapped picks to get those guys and move because the Saints had such a high pick in the 2006 draft. Each round they swapped picks and traded down. Which is Loomis doesn't do it anymore, but those are some of the great trade downs.
Joe Jervicious of Penn State making a catch there.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, Joe Jervicious. Yeah. There's a name from the past. Wait, was Boo Williams on this team?
No,
but Colston was. Oh, that's young. It's young Colston.
So this was Colston's first game ever.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. This
people
was Colston's
forget,
first
man.
Game ever. Zach Streif's first game ever.
Reggie
Roman
Bush.
Yeah. Reggie Bush, Roman Harper.
That's the Reggie special. Bounce it outside to get 1 yard. But the Saints in this game
again,
are
also
moving the ball great. You know, they're throwing it to Colston. Colston, by the way, in 2006 was the best tight end in fantasy football history, maybe.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Wait, that's what everybody else needs to remember, too, was we were all – every carry that Reggie got, we were on – oh, look at that one. That was
– yeah.
That was a good one right there. See, every carry that Reggie got, we were always on the edge of our seat waiting for him to just bust it out and break it open for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that didn't come until, I want to say, week four, week five against Tampa Bay on a punt return?
Yeah. The Saints are running the ball.
You got Mark Campbell at tight end? Is that who's at tight end?
That's right.
Mark Campbell?
The Saints are jamming the ball down Cleveland's throat. Just Bush and Deuce, and they're throwing the ball. This game, the Saints are moving good and, you know, Breeze, his arm is not quite healed up, but, you know, oh, that's a miss to Reggie. You know, and this team, they've dominated this game early, and they're only up 6-0, and you kind of get that Saints feeling, right, Dave? You're like, oh, God, they should be up way more than 6, but they're not.
Ooh. God, the helmets look so old.
Who is this? Is this Josh Cribbs?
Josh Cribbs. Yep.
Wow. And, you know, the thing that was really that jumped off the page when I went back and I tried to find my old column from this and I did from Forecast. The thing that jumped out that I wrote about was how good the defense is because it's so long ago. People don't remember, man. Those Hazlitt defenses with Rick Venturi were disasters. And the Saints defense.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
In this game being... Oh!
Who is that, Mark Cimino? Fujita.
Yeah. Fujita.
You know, who's playing? Oh, Charlie
Fry. Good.
No wonder the Saints won this game.
I don't remember Fujita coming in 2006. I thought he came in like 2007.
No, Fujita is the first free agent signing of the Sean Payton era. He was before Breeze, man. They paid him they gave him
from
4 years,
right?
$10 million, which was a ridiculous contract back then for like a barely starting linebacker, but they had to pay to get people to come post Katrina.
And he was coming from Dallas?
Yeah. Or Kansas City. It went to Dallas, Kansas City. Saints are back inside the 20 and fucking up again. Jesus, this.
I didn't look at any of the stats prior to this.
It's Joe Horn.
Breeze is going to Colston every single time.
I was
going to
say, did Colston have two? Did he have two touchdowns in this game?
No, I think it's just one. The Saints were atrocious in this third down. Deuce gets stuffed. The Saints. This is borderline horrific goal line offense.
That's Sean Rogers, who would later go to the Saints.
Yeah.
92.
Three straight field goals there.
MDD47, Fujita was incredible when you consider our starting linebackers for years had been Courtney Watson, Alfred Fincher, and Kobe Buckwalt.
True story.
It's Bucky Jones.
That was Fred Thomas with the tackle right there.
Yeah, Bryant Young.
Yeah, on the Saints coaching staff now.
Yes, you know? You may remember Fred Thomas from his wonderful coverage in the NFC Championship.
Oh, that was a huge stop.
Poor 99. It's not Hollis Thomas. It's somebody else. Somebody pull up the 2006 roster. I'm going to do it right now. Y'all talk.
Yeah, I don't think Hollis joined the team until like 2007.
I want to say he was 98 too.
Yeah. I got to pull.
Ooh, that's a return right there.
Let's see. So, yeah, I'm looking for 99. I don't even.
My connection sucks.
They got Willie Whitehead.
Did it just time out for you too?
Yeah, it did. So I guess maybe that's for everybody.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Is that Dennis Northcutt running a punt back?
Yes.
But yeah.
I love that Ralph gets random 2006 Browns punt returners' names correctly. But he can say a Saints player's name incorrectly after saying it 100 times on the show.
Yeah. 99 is not on the 2006 roster for pro football reference, so I have no idea who that is. Ninkovich was 93. Might have been like
Just look at the box score. I'm sure his name will come up. If you go Browns Saints 2006. Hold on, I'll do it.
Well, and it says starting D-line was Charles Grant, Will Smith, Hollis Thomas and Brian Young. Brian Young, who's a coach now on the team, right?
Yeah. No, it must be. It's got to be Hollis Thomas. It's got to
be. Charlie Fry was so awful. Like, and Cleveland actually was like, yeah, he's going to be a good quarterback. He's going to be good.
I'm looking at the box score now. You know who had three tackles for the Saints in this game?
Who?
Steve Gleason.
Rob Ninkovich.
Jesus.
They brought Jenkins back.
Steve Gleason did have one tackle in this game.
Wow. Cleveland was actually when they went 10-6 they had Derek Anderson was their quarterback. So they were already back to being horrible. Charlie Fry is so unspeakably bad right now. How did the Saints not win this game 100-0, Dave?
He throws for 132 yards in this game.
Wow, Jesus.
And I think every single one of them went to Kellen Winslow.
And Ruben Drones, their starting running back, had 11 carries for 27 yards.
Yeah, like I think like three-fourths of my column from WWL when I found it was just me like amazed at that statistic, Andrew. Like – people forget.
I'm looking at these stats, and I'm like, how the hell did the Browns score 14 points?
Fry, at this point, is just running naked bootlegs and not even attempted throw. Was Was the rapist Kellen Winslow on the team then?
Yes. I think he's about to score a touchdown, maybe right here.
So was the cat rapist Thomas Morstead.
The Saints trading up for a punter, which infuriated me at the time. One of my, maybe the most, maybe my wrongest I've ever been, and I'm wrong a lot.
Now, who was that? Mitch Berger? Was Mitch Berger still the punter in this game?
No. Who oh, yeah, that would be, that's right. It was Morstead was 09, so yeah, I guess Mitch Berger was the punter still.
He, are you sure it wasn't Klaus Wilmsmeyer?
Definitely not. I don't think so.
Klaus von Wilmsmeyer. You got Shanley, who they traded for in the middle of the preseason because their linebackers were a disaster. They had Simoneau, who they traded. I remember when they traded Stallworth.
Simoneau. Oh, no. Mark Campbell was the one who got in.
No, the punter for the Saints was Weatherford.
Whoa. See, he would, yeah, he's the guy that right, he would wear a watch during the game.
Weatherford.
Winslow, future rapist.
Wait, so was Berger after Weatherford?
Berger was before. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
And,
because I think Morstead replaced Weatherford, I'm pretty sure.
Didn't they give Toby Gowan was a punter, too? They paid him a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, that was Hazlitt.
Yeah, that was before.
The thing I liked about Toby Gowan is he was like 5'6", but he was the kickoff guy for the Saints, and he frequently made tackles. He was like a little tiny dude, but he wasn't afraid to throw his body around.
Deuce with a fumble there. Not good. Not good. This game's coming apart for the Saints here.
Charlie Fry is terrible.
Sean Payton looking young and wearing a windbreaker, Dave, so we don't get a nipple update from you.
Well, that was, this is pre-nipples, I think. This is, this is pre-nip.
Charlie Fry, he has the pocket awareness of a blind man. Jesus, God, he's so terrible. The Saints, they're just committed to not letting Ruben Jones go off on them. Was he
Romeo Crennel looks like he's ready to stab half his team.
Dude, was Drones ever good? Did he?
No.
He was okay. Oh, look, yeah, he was. Wasn't
that's
he?
It's a horrible drop by Northcutt. Good God, man. Cleveland's awful. Romeo Crennel is just...
Brees looks so much more athletic than he does now.
He does.
I mean, just moving around in the pocket and stuff.
He makes... I mean, after this game, we weren't like... I don't remember feeling like, oh my God, the Saints are going to be great. But I remember feeling like, okay, they're not going to be... They're back into that mediocre 8-8, 9-7 range at least. Oh my God, look at that throw by Brees. Mobile, got out of the pocket, Andrew, threw it to Devery Henderson. That was a little dart there.
You're way behind us, Ralph.
I am.
Yeah. And wait a minute. Wait a minute. Horn was on this team. Where's Joe Horn? There he is right there.
Yeah, he didn't get it was Colston and Reggie catching most of the balls in this one. There's Colston, touchdown. First is a Saint. Awesome.
Yeah, there's his first touchdown. First NFL touchdown. He's keeping that ball.
Brees looks excited.
He's not letting go of that ball. Andrew's first touchdown.
Yeah, I'm back up to speed. Colston, man, I feel like he's underappreciated because his end with the Saints was so bumpy, Andrew. He was dropping everything, but God, when he was on, he was so great.
Yeah, Colston and Brees have to be up there in the top 10 all time, right? Of quarterback receiver touchdown combinations.
Totally.
They're probably in the lower end of the top 10.
Every time Charlie Fry completes a pass, I feel like the Saints defense should be tased. Braylon Edwards catching a pass. Was he ever good for Cleveland?
Not really. Maybe like one season.
I don't even remember Braylon Edwards.
Oh, there's Winslow again. That must have been pre-raping and pre-motorcycle accident for him. He looks good. He said Charlie Fry had 132 yards in this game, Andrew. It feels like he's getting it all on this drive right here. Roman Harper, what are you doing? Jeez, missing the tackle there. Nobody celebrated 5-yard passes quite like Kellen Winslow. Man, I'll tell you what, man. Gary Gibbs, he made an average defense feel so good in 2006. He really did.
Roman Harper wound up getting injured this season, right?
He did. And
never finished, right?
Yeah, he played. He
gave his job to Omar Stoutmeyer.
Oh my God, that's a name.
Jesus.
Oop. Roman Harper's like celebrating. He just got 9 flags dumped on his head.
Whoa, I almost caught that. That was insane.
Oh. Flag.
Oh, whiff. Jesus. Whoever those two Saints players that just missed tackles, they should have been cut. Who is that?
Well,
Grant, Simino, whiff. 16-14.
They couldn't get anybody better, so.
No.
So now you're ahead of us.
Now the Saints. There's Reggie.
Deuce was good in this game.
Deuce was really good. He came back and sort of changed his he got injured with Peyton. He hurt his knee again, but after he hurt his knee, before he hurt his knee in 2007, he was really good in 2006. Like, and he didn't have the speed necessarily anymore, but he was just like, I'm just going to run dudes over. There's Joe Horn emphatic. I think he wants a challenge.
Is that his first catch of the game?
It might be.
Yeah. Joe Horn was one of those people, like, his body never changed. So even though he had, like, a quick oh, my God. Reggie Bush got stood up on the line. Cameron Wembley. So
who's Andrew? Are you breathing into the phone? You're like, I sound like a murderer.
Is it me?
Yeah, I think it's Ralph.
It is probably me. I'm laughing so hard watching this game. Sorry for the audio, guys. Oh, look who's there. Is that Henderson? That's Devery Henderson.
That's Devery.
Henderson was drafted the year prior, right? He's a Hazlitt draft pick?
No, he was drafted the same year as Will Smith, I think. So he's 04.
Yeah, so he's a Hazlitt guy.
Yeah. So Saints are second and goal from the 2. They're for sure get this in and route. Oh, Jesus. Andrew, this goal line offense by Peyton is like super unimaginative. What is this nonsense?
Yeah, I can't believe. Well, he didn't trust Drew back then, you know? Back then, he was like, I trust Deuce McAllister. Yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah. He's like, I don't trust Drew throwing it to Colston. Yeah, I don't trust this busted veteran quarterback with no arm throwing it to a 7th-round draft pick. Give the ball to Deuce.
Ernie Conwell sighting, somebody just said in the chat. Is that Bryant Young? Is that his second sack?
I don't know. Carney's got 4 fucking field goals in the damn thing.
DC.
Well, I think Charlie Fry is the Saints' best player.
He got the bull of a watch for MVP from WWL back in the day. But this defense, looking back at it, Andrew, how was it this good? Like, they had not much talent at all.
I mean, Will Smith and Charles Grant were decent bookends. You know, Mike McKenzie was a pretty
Roman
good
Harper doing Roman Harper, his thing that he's best at, blitzing.
Yeah.
You mean Roman Harper doing Roman Harper things?
Yes. So
I wonder if Roman Harper had gray hair out of the womb.
He did. So you are right, Andrew. Sean Payton is like all in on Deuce McAllister wrapping this game up here. 3 straight runs.
It's crazy to see because he'd be going play action on 2nd and 6, you know, on the next play.
Yeah, but it is interesting to watch him. Is that who is Melton? I don't even remember him existing, and he just made a fantastic play.
What was who's got the stats in front of him? What was the run pass ratio for the Saints in this game?
Yeah, let's check that.
It's like 80-20 run.
I remember seeing that Deuce had 22 carries, and when's the last time a Saints running back had 22 carries?
Back the last Deuce.
The last game Peyton ever coached where they had more runs than passes.
Oh, man. I remember this is one of the first – I was on the West Coast, so this game was a 10 – oh, Josh Bullocks!
He was always good for a penalty.
Yeah, but that's a wrap-up. That's a wrap, man.
Josh Bullocks was terrible. That's the only play he ever made in his career with the Saints, ever. Yeah, this is crazy. So Breeze threw the ball 30 times.
Yeah.
And they had, let's see, Deuce had 22 carries. Reggie had 15. They had 41 runs, 30 passes and 41 runs.
You'll never see that again.
Never.
So this game, we're not going to do this one because this one's like a 4-hour game. This is Saints Cowboys from 1998.
What happened?
Hazlitt?
It's Ditka. It's Ditka. Oh, Ditka. It's Kerry Collins, the Chris Bordano game, if you
Yeah.
But this one is 3 hours. But I did create, by the way, guys, there is a Saints quarantine playlist of like 15 games that I found. We only do the shorter games on this one because you don't want to sit with us for 3.5 hours. But if you have the time, check out the list. They have games. And if you find condensed Saints games, whether it's on YouTube or wherever. If you find them and you want us to do this quarantine party, send them to us at saintshappyhour@gmail.com or tweet us, tweet Andrew, me, Dave, whoever. And we'll do this because we're all stuck in our houses trying to avoid getting the Rona.
My favorite part about this, what we just saw on that special teams tackle, is that you see that Keith Mitchell has his entire name on the jersey because they also had Kevin Mitchell on the team.
So they, why did they do KEV Mitchell and KEI Mitchell?
You would think, but no, they put the entire, if you look at the back of his jersey, it just says Keith Mitchell.
No,
there he is right there, 59. He just, there he is. Look, 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 you see it? Keith Mitchell.
I see Kevin Mitchell too. That's fucking hilarious. The best part about this game, though, is that Troy Aikman is playing, and so you don't have to listen to him call the game.
Yeah, no. But so, guys, that's what we're doing because we're all quarantined in. And if
David,
you like
David
this,
David LaFleur, LSU.
God, that turf! I'm surprised more people didn't die. Look how horrible that turf looked.
I mean, they're basically on cement right now.
I know. It's just carpet over cement.
Jared Tomich.
God, he was garbage.
He was a second round pick.
Look how big Aikman's fucking shoulder pads are. How did he throw the ball with
those? Did the Saints just get a safety?
Did they?
I think Aikman's arguing about
yes,
grounding.
Yes, they did. Wow.
Mitchell and Bordano. That's a law firm. Yes. Right? Is that a law firm?
We should probably stop here. Getting Troy Aikman to do a safety intentional grounding in the Superdome, it can only go downhill
only
from here.
Down from here. Yeah, it could. But, guys, thanks for joining us. Like I said, we appreciate you guys. We're just trying to do that because everybody loved it. We have another one where we did which one did we do? Oh, we did Saints Chargers from 2015. You can enjoy that one. Watch them before they pull them down, because we broke like 900 copyright laws doing this tonight. But guys, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. Stay safe. Avoid the Rona. Check out the podcast. Become a $10 level so you can get the crew to take some cut. Support Dave's local business. Buy a shirt from Campus Connection. We love you. We'll see you again Sunday night.